taken, and you probably built some monuments to some self-limiting thoughts. Let me tell you some of the ones that I built monuments to. I shared with you a little bit ago, I didn't have a degree. And for a long time, I built monuments to that shortcoming, you know, that the self-limiting thoughts that I would dwell on was, you know, I could do this, I could do that, if only I had a degree. The reason I can't do this is because I don't have a degree. Maybe money, you know, it's people say you can't make money without money. That's not true. Any number of people have done it. I've done it myself. It's simply not true, but that's a self-limiting thought. When you start out, you want. I've had innumerable people that I've coached or consulted with who have said that their dream was to start a business, but they don't have any money. I said, what does that have to do with it? And they said, well, you got to have money to make money. I said, where'd you hear that from? You know, you don't ever hear that from someone who's got money. You never hear that from someone who's got a business. You don't hear that from people who don't. I can't think that I've ever heard anyone who owns a business that ever said, you got to have money to make money. The people who have done that know that you don't. Now, many people do start with money. There are some things that do require capital. Doesn't necessarily mean it has to be yours. Could be someone else's. How many people have gone out there and raised investment capital from others who didn't have anything? Many, 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 many people. Harlan Sanders, go back and use that example that I opened up with tonight, 62 years old. He started his search that eventually resulted in Kentucky Fried Chicken with his very first Social Security check. That was his investment capital. That's all he had. He was also, by the way, I'll share with you, if you've never read his story, I would encourage you to go read what you can about Harlan Sanders. He was really quite an incredible man. He was turned down by over 1,000 banks for the idea that he had for Kentucky Fried Chicken before he ran into John Y. Brown, who was a banker who caught the vision, who believed that it could be possible, and John Y. Brown invested the capital that allowed Kentucky Fried Chicken to become what it is. So Harlan Sanders didn't have any money. Now, if he was carrying around the self-limiting thought that you got to have money to make money, Kentucky Fried Chicken would not be in existence today. And I can give you innumerable examples. You probably have as many examples as I do of very similar things. What are the self-limiting thoughts that you've been using to keep you from doing the kind of things that you want to do? That's kept you, if your dream is to go into business, what are some of the self-limiting thoughts you've had that have kept you from doing that? You've created them, and we could get into the whole reason. Could I ask you a question? Do you think that's a self-limiting belief?
Well, I'm sure it is probably a self-limiting belief.
I'm talking about your feeling that I don't know anything about accounting, I don't know anything about management, I don't know anything about that part of running a business. Do you think that's a self-limiting belief?
Probably is. I guess I would need to learn the skills or gather the tools in order to do that.
Okay, let me share with you, and I'm glad you brought that up. That's a very important insight, because sometimes the nail in our eye is so big that we can't even see it. But David Schwartz, Dr. Schwartz in The Magic of Thinking Big, points this out. And I wrote about it, and if you got an article, and if you want this, just send me an email, vic@asamanthinketh.net, and I'll send you the link to the article. I wrote an article that was published in Walking with the Wise called Can You Believe It? And in that article, I talked about what Dr. Schwartz had said, that most people are worried about how to do something, and the biggest thing you need to worry about is why you're doing it. And I've heard people say that if you know how to do something, you'll always have a job. You'll be working for somebody who knows why they're doing it. Does that make sense?
So you're saying the why will override the how?
I'm saying that when you know why you're doing it, when it's so powerful, the how will take care of itself. I'll just tell you, when he was, 19 years old? I believe he was 19 or 20 years old, Gates was, when he was at Harvard. And he saw the opportunity to build the first program, the first PC program, which it wasn't even a PC then. It was for a little computer called a Sinclair, I believe it was called. It was one of the computer kits. He saw an opportunity to build a software program. He didn't stop and think, well, I don't know anything about accounting. You know, I don't know anything about running a business. because he had no prior business experience. He didn't think of any of that. He had a dream to supply this software, and that was what motivated him. And I think if you look in the case of almost every entrepreneur, you will find, and sometimes, you know, it's not always a positive thing, but the why will always overcome the how, because almost every entrepreneur I can think of didn't know anything about the finer details of running a business. See, you can hire everything you need, every support you need, every skill you need. You can hire all of that. Now, starting out, you may not want to do that. You may not be able to do that, but you can certainly hire an accountant to help you do the books in your business. You can hire a bookkeeper to help you do the books, to do the payroll, to do all those forms and all of that. You don't need to have those skills. Correct?
Correct, yes.
You can hire, and I can just tell you some of the one of the worst experiences I had in business as a young person. I got burned real bad by an advertising agency. And I hired that out, you know, and a minute ago I said it's not always good, it's sometimes bad. But you can go hire someone to do these things. I hired an advertising agency, and I got ripped. But, you know, the positive side of that was that when I got ripped, I realized that I better learn something about the advertising business. It was a skill that I needed to do, and I went and learned it. And it was something that you could learn. And since then, of course, it has served me well in several different professions and occupations as I've been able to use that marketing knowledge that I got. But it's not something I had initially when I started out in business. Mm-hmm. And there are many, many, many people that I know today who have ad agencies, you know, even in small towns, even in small businesses, who have someone do their marketing for them.
So you still have the universal law of gestation at work?
Sure. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. But what I'm going to suggest to you, as someone who's very, very dear to me and someone who I just treasure very, very close to me, who was consulting with me about starting a business on the Internet. And, of course, I've got some experience doing that, and that's one of the reasons they were talking to me. And they were very concerned. They wanted to do a business that was going to be kind of high-ticket items, and they wanted to do a business that was going to, you know, require a significant amount of inventory, and they were really worried that they were not going to be able to get a supplier to supply them, with the inventory. And they were worried about that before they ever had the initial business plan done, or before they ever even had the initial dream mapped out, even before they had their vision on paper. They didn't even have anything on paper, and they were already worried about details. Again, I go back to what Dr. Schwartz said. It's not important to know how. It's important to know why. And that's what a dream's all about. That's the power of a dream. A dream is the why. Why are you doing this? Why are you going to work every day? What's that all about? Now, we could go all night.